I just want to add something to the word, but just shortly. Maybe only 10 minutes. Can you still take it, Steffi? Is it okay? Are you still up? Okay, then we can continue. The beginning of chapter 3 is very, very strong. He says, through reminders, I wake up your pure mind. And this is what we need in the last time. What will stir up your pure mind in our experience? Is it not a word about judgment? When the Lord warns us that He's coming soon, that is really stirring up our pure minds, maybe much more than some other thing, especially if we have fallen asleep. The Lord needs to wake us up. And usually we don't wake up by a good word, so like a word full of goodness. But actually, if the Lord shows us that He's coming soon, if you receive letters from the tax office, from the government, that you get money back, you will be happy, right? But if you get a letter from the tax office that you have to pay something more for the last 10 years, and on top you need to go to prison for 5 years, which letter will wake up your mind more? Of course. For each situation there's a word. But Peter, he shows, I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. And how does he do it? That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. What are the holy prophets talking about? When you read the prophets, all of the prophets talk about judgment. It is not a general word that we should think about. The word of the holy prophets, how all the prophets were warning the people of God. They warned the people of God again and again, telling them, judgment will come soon. The day of the Lord comes, and you need to prepare. This was the word of the holy prophets. And also the word of all the apostles. And if we think of these words, then truly our mind will be stirred up. I thought about the prophet Ezekiel, for example. As an example, the prophet Ezekiel, at that time, shortly after they were led to captivity in Babylon, under Nebuchadnezzar, he warned the people of God, telling them, if you don't repent, if you don't turn, Nebuchadnezzar will come again and he will destroy all of Judea, the whole city and the whole country, and you will fall through the sword. And you will need to eat your bread in poverty. He said so many things. But the people of God, however, I will read it to you because it fits very well to what we heard in 2 Peter. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 21. the people of God answers after Ezekiel has warned them. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says, the days are prolonged, and every vision fails? Doesn't that sound familiar to you? From Peter? That's why Peter says we should read the holy prophets. At that time it became a proverb. They repeated it so many times that it became a proverb. You can guess who repeated these sayings. It was the false prophets. They repeated it. They told the people, the days are prolonged, don't worry, everything will stay just as it was from the beginning of creation. You're safe. Verse 23, tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest. We live in a time where the Lord makes an end to this proverb, if you believe it or not. And they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, the days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. Do you have such a message to the people today? The days are at hand? They're really at hand indeed. And the fulfillment of every vision. For no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. That shows that this message that the Lord will not come and the days are prolonged, this is coming from the false prophets who are telling lies. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. Amen. Is that really adequate? That's exactly the same. Verse 26, again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, why? Because they're not just people who say, oh, the days are prolonged, it will not happen. No, there's also another group of people who says, Son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now. And he prophesies of times far off. At that time, people really thought, well, what he says is okay. He talks about the Lord's coming. At that time, it was about Nebuchadnezzar and the destruction. But well, it's not so bad. Don't worry. In times far off, in many days, it will come. So relax. Don't take it so serious. Yeah, the Lord is coming. Sure. No true Christian who really knows the Lord will deny that the Lord is coming, actually. That, yeah, you're right, he will come soon. But you need to enjoy. But just like Johnny just said, well, many before us, hundreds of years ago, they said the Lord is coming, he didn't come, so you're right now. You prophesy, you talk about times far off. Therefore, say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be postponed anymore, but the words which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. The times back then was not very long. Ezekiel spoke this word that Nebuchadnezzar would come and destroy all of them. And that was their reaction. And it didn't take 5 years until Nebuchadnezzar came. 5 years only. 5 years later, Nebuchadnezzar captured Zedekiah, the governor at that time. He poked out his ears, his eyes, and led him captive to Babylon. 5 years later, is that a long time? Was it really a vision for many days from now? How quick do 5 years go pass by? I think many of us can remember 5 years ago. It's not so long ago. Johannes mentioned the Abraham Accords. It's already more than 2 years, right? 5 years is not so long. And indeed, the prophecy arrived. That shows when the Lord speaks to us something about His coming, we shall not mock and say, oh, let them talk. It will not arrive. It will not come anyways. The Bible gave so many warnings. Not for us just to read in the children's Bible about Noah or other judgments. No. It's a warning of God, from God to us, telling us, take this word serious. Otherwise, we will forget it in the end. And although we know it's written, it does not have any effect in us. That would not be good. The word that the Lord speaks, we shall be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. I made a list. How much do the prophets talk about the day of the Lord? It's just a few verses here. I would love to read them all to you so that you have an impression. But then we would not have any time here. Isaiah talked about the day of the Lord. Just a small example. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19. They shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth from the terror of the Lord and the glory of His majesty when He arises to shake the earth mightily. Do you like to think about, to be mindful of this words of the holy prophet Isaiah? Chapter 13, verse 6, he says, cry. Cry out, for the day of the Lord is near. He comes like a destruction. Another verse says, the day of the Lord comes without mercy, full of wrath and anger, to make the earth a desert and to eliminate the sinners. I want to make the human more rarely than gold. Of these words we need to think. Does that not stir up your minds? Therefore, I want to shake the earth, the heavens, and the earth shall move from its place at the day of His wrath. And I don't know if you like to read these verses. And Peter even says we should remember and be mindful of this word. And again in chapter 24, he says the earth will... Chapter 24, verse 19, the earth is violently broken, the earth is split open, the earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall totter like a hut. Have you ever been in a hut? Laying there in a hut, George? Yeah, I was there already in a hut. How do you feel? You easily fall out of it. And you're also easily throw up. The whole earth, which is hanging so firmly in this universe, will totter like a hut. Do you want to be part of that when that happens? These are really healthy words. Like a hut. I don't know where the hut is anymore. I'm trying to find the verse. Like a hammock. Yeah, in German it says like a hammock. Shall shake like a hammock. Ezekiel 12, verse 30. Thus says the Lord, woe, what a day. Near is the day of the Lord is near, a day of dark clouds. Sorry, I didn't get the verse right. What a day. Ezekiel spoke also about that day. Do you know who spoke most, who mentioned it mostly? Do you know who spoke mostly about the day of the Lord? Relatively, it's the prophet Joel. Therefore, I was very happy to see our brother Joel here today. Actually, you should share about it. Joel chapter 1, verse 15. Did you ever say that, Joel? Oh, alas, well, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Next time when you go to work, you need to say, alas, for the day, what a day. But you don't mean the work day, but you're talking about the day of the Lord. And then chapter 2, the day of the Lord is coming. It is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess. Ever come, great and strong and scary. And then verse 10 and 11, Joel chapter 3, verse 4 says, the sun shall return into darkness and the moon in blood, and before the day of the Lord comes, the terrible day. I still read all of the verses to you, sorry. But it's amazing how much the prophets have talking about the day of the Lord. And Amos also says, woe unto those who desire the Lord's day to come. It shall be darkness for you, not light, just like somebody who runs away from the lion. And but then you run away from the lion, but you meet the bear. And you think, oh, hallelujah, I've managed to escape. And you lean on the wall with your hand, and then the serpent will bite you. This is the day of the Lord. Darkness. You can read it yourself. Zephaniah talked about it. Malachi talked about it. And not just the holy prophets, but also all the apostles. Peter said that as well, right? Be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandments of the Lord through your apostles. John spoke about the prophet, the judgment. John said it's a terrible waiting for the judgment. James said the judge is at hand, it's at the door, is at hand, and so on. You can read it yourselves. But my desire, my burden was just to stir up your minds by reminding you of the words. Think of these words. It's not just written to just to fill the Bible, but the prophets were talking these words under with a heavy burden and with persecution. And many were died because of these words, but they did not shy away from speaking the truth. And many of these prophecies of their prophets came in their time already, like the destruction through the heathen kings. And these words are written for us as a warning that we don't take it lightly and saying, oh, this will not happen. Peter said, be mindful, remember the words which were spoken by the holy prophets. And that's how our minds will be stirred up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord himself, he also reminded of the Lord's judgment. Yeah, many times. Chapter 4. The Lord himself and all his apostles spoke about that. I thought, oh, John, the beloved apostle. The beloved apostle who wrote so much about love. What did he say about judgment? Then I remembered, oh, he wrote Revelation, which is full of judgment. But these verses I didn't write on this paper, because then it will be full. You need to read the seven trumpets and the seven bowls of wrath in Revelation. All these is written for us as a warning, because it will come. And I hope that such a word makes us sober. That's why we need a sound mind, a pure mind, a pure mind. If these words of the apostles and the prophets and all of the men of God and even the Lord himself, if this cannot stir us up, I don't know what can wake you up anymore. If the sixth seal has been opened and the big earthquake came and the earth is like a hammock that moves back and forth, then it's too late to think about these words. Now we have time to think about it. It's all written. Unfortunately, we don't like to read these verses. We think, oh, this doesn't, it's not for us, it's not meant for us. But I think the words are more up to date than ever before. The day of the Lord comes. The day of the Lord. This phrase is always means always the judgment. It always means judgment. That's why Peter in his third chapter didn't just say the Lord comes as a thief. No, he said the day of the Lord comes as a thief. Why? Because he wants to show that this means judgment and you need to prepare. He doesn't actually say anything different than what all the prophets before him said. He just repeated it. He just repeated it. And to remind us, that's why he repeated it. So you can seek yourselves for the phrase day of the Lord. And read yourself how much the Lord talks about it through the prophets. And because the prophets talk about it, because all the apostles talk about it, that's why also we need to talk about it. Or not? Are you afraid to talk about the day of the Lord? Recently, a brother called me and said, we will have a gospel meeting. We will have a gospel meeting, sure, soon. What do you think shall we take as a topic? And I was just preparing for the meeting. And I thought, well, I have a good idea. You know what I told him, right? He just said, oh, doesn't that scare the people? I don't know if it scares the people. Peter says, it will stir up your pure mind. Peter here says, of course, beloved, right? So, he does it out of love, not for other reasons. But the true love will show you what is to come. That's the true love. True love is not just saying nice things and you hope that they receive it well. The prophets had a lot of love. And therefore they spoke the truth. Not to condemn them, but to give light. And therefore, these words are also written for us. I know these are not pleasant verses. When I read all of them, it's really not pleasant. But it stirred up my mind to prepare myself intensively for the day of the Lord. And He is very near, probably nearer than we think. 5 years in Ezekiel's time was a lot, talking from our today's perspective, although 5 years is already short. But we'll talk about it more tomorrow morning in the last meeting, if you still want to come. The Lord be with your spirit. We can have some prayers and then end the meeting here. Praise the Lord.